page 39. All that we've learned now, we're going to, Mr. Hashem, pour into Avodas Hashem. Daimish Metchilas Aisyuf. Daimish Metchilas Amaimer Vadhena. That from the beginning of the Maimer until here, Har Ilu Raiv Milim Lahabir Besiyad Deshmaya. As a Hevdel Menshtea Kaiches, this is, we've used a lot of words to try to explain the difference between these two kaiches, hakayamim bebriya, the kaiches of chachma and bina that exist in creation and all levels of creation, upoilim benefesh, and that are working within each and every one of our souls. Higia eis lirais as pulosam ba'avodas Hashem zbar. The time has come to see how these kaiches of chachma and bina, how they are to be used in our avodas Hashem. This is very, very basic, very important. Ki hine mitzad echad ha-Torah kadosh u'morkevus miprot ma'asiyim. On the one hand, we know that the Torah consists of many, many practical details. Asher yesh l'dayik behem kechol asher nistavina b'Torah kadosh. And we have to be very, very careful and very particular with them, as we've been commanded to do everything in the Torah, to keep whatever we're able to. And as it's all brought down in the four sections of Shulchan Aruch and all the Sifrei Halacha of how we have to live. Mi'idach, on the other hand, lefaneinu mitzvahs atluyas b'leiv. On the other hand, Hashem has also given us mitzvahs that depend on our emotions, on our feelings. Hakayomus va'omdos rak b'haromas mabat min hamitzias hamuchashis. That really we can only fulfill in the proper way if we're able to lift our eyes above tangible reality, above concrete reality. Ela emes hapnimis, to the inner truth, klima. In other words, Hashem Zorach Mavakesh and the Sraimim Min Habina El Chachma. On the one hand, Bina, of course, on the most basic level, helps us to make all of those fine distinctions that are necessary to be observant Jews, to keep every single halacha, and to be very concerned about whether or not Zman Kriyishma is at 531 or 532, and whether or not the bracha is on this is a Bari Pi Adama or is a Shahakal and so on. But there are other mitzvahs that please believe. I'll say for Chayvus Levavus in his introduction, and the Ramchal in his introduction, all the tzaddikim were watching Bina run away with Yiddishkeit, and Chachma being left behind. In many ways, of course, Bina, a life of Bina, is much easier, even though it's demanding, it's physically demanding, to keep every single halacha and to live that way. It's very, very demanding. But as far as what demand does it make of the essence of a person, of who a person is, the pnimis of a person, the demands are very, very few. I mean, do this and do that, don't do this and don't do that. It's not the same thing as calling upon somebody to be this and not to be that. To be this person and not to be that person. And we see this in all of the diaries. We see this now before our eyes also. That it's relatively easy. I mean, I shouldn't say that because for an outsider who didn't grow up with it, it's obviously hard. But for someone who grew up with benching and the shachas minchamar and Shabbos and the yontiv, it becomes a way of life. It's relatively easy, and it's a way to live. Say that if a person is medactic in halacha and more careful in halacha, it's also demanding. But the demand is not of the essence of the person. It's a demand that requires time and a certain amount of ability to pay attention to all of the details and so on. But the essence of a person is lav davka. It's lav davka. So Hashem wants that we should lift ourselves up from Bina el Chochma. Hamitzvahs Hamaisiyas Einan Yerida Labina El Kefi Shel Himdanu HaBal Shem Tov HaKadosh Yesh L'Kaimim Mitoch Mayach Chochma. This was the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is the Nekud of the Baal Shem, is that one should not abandon the Midah of Chachma, should not neglect the Midah of Chachma and divide his life in two, and use the Karech of Bina, the Midah of Bina, to devote his life entirely to all of the Prote Protim of Halacha, but rather live a life of Halacha, but the Chachma has to be infused into the Bina. There has to be this shutfus, there has to be this connection between Abba and Ima, Chachma and Bina. This is what the Baal Shem Tov taught us. Sheyesh l'kayma mitoch maya chachma. To be mekayim all the mitzvahs. To live in a world of Bina. But that it should be mitoch maya chachma. Mitoch deveikus, v'simcha, v'yahava l'Hashem is born. I don't have to translate those words. Dveikus and simcha and ahavas Hashem. Rebchinus, lo yimena mitzvah at the mitzvah, the lashon the Chazal use. Not to be afraid of the mitzvah, not to be afraid of the halacha. El mimisha tziva aleh, to be fearful of the one who told us to keep Shabbos. Of the one who told us to daven, who told us to hear the shofar, to sit in the sukkah. Habina na'ada l'sharis es ha'chochma. Bina was given to us in order to be able to serve chochma, in order to be able to help chochma, as we learn, to help chochma remain mesuda, to help chochma remain in the mezgeres of a healthy, normal, productive l'maisa d'ke life. But bina was not given to us to take over life. It wasn't given to us to chalila overshadow and destroy the chachma hapnimis of a person. We spoke a lot about this in Aris HaTorah. Habina na'ad l'sharis is a chachma v'loy l'hafila, not to cover it, not to hide it. Nikach dugma mitzvah amun v'bitachon. Let's take an example from the mitzvah of amun and bitachon. Ashel of faith and trust in Hashem. Ashel amaris ayin, ein ha'osid bahir la'enei ha'adam. We know that as far as what we see, the future is never clear, the future is never known. L'chayra olav lios mudag ma'yor ha'lamacha. And a person should be concerned, should be worried about what he's going to have tomorrow, what he's going to eat tomorrow. Of course, the different Madrigas said that, you know, our grandparents and great-grandparents and parents, they literally, they were living, many of them were living in situations where it was a matter of what they're going to eat the next day. So that's been raised a certain, not in all circles, but certainly in our community, it's been raised to the next level about sometimes not a question of to eat. Thank God, at least here we have what to eat. But to be able to pay the chayvus, to pay for the house, to pay for the children's school, to pay all of these things. And the truth is a person should be worried about that, about these things. Ulam, Tani Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer. Eliezer HaGadol said, Kol mi sheyesh lo pas besalo, any person who has bread in his basket, in other words, he has what to eat for the next meal. He has what to eat. Pas besalo. Kol mi sheyesh lo pas besalo, v'oimer ma'orchal amocha, and he's worried about, and he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Doesn't mean he have to say it to anybody. In his head, he's thinking, all right, I have what to eat today. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Eino elo mikit ne'amon. He's a person of small faith. Such a person is a person of small faith. Kihain emes, nitzeves l'fanecha mitzius muchashis. The truth is that there stands before you a tangible reality next page, shalecha lifal apir, that you have to live with it, and you have to run your life according to this tangible reality that you have in front of you. And right now, in front of you, you just have one loaf of bread, zeh. And the loaf of bread is enough to be able to keep you going to the next day. Whatever. That's not much longer than that. And according to that mitzius mukhoshis, according to that reality, one should be worried. Tomorrow is a different parasha. Tomorrow I'm not going to have, and what's going to be? Ram alach ladash sheyesh manhig ladira ulehi shayin alav. On the other hand, our emunah tells us that there's a Rabbi Shalom. There's somebody who's a balabas over here, and to rely on him. Lios samuch ubatuach sheyanhig chabetach, to trust that he'll take care of you. Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha, v'hu yichalkalaka. It says in Pasuk, throw all of your things on Hashem, and He'll take care of you. Klum evshalav lidekach l'lama chachma. So Bina, of course, Bina is making a very simple cheshbon. I just finished this piece of bread. I don't know where I'm going to get the next one from. And the cheshbon of Bina is things are not looking too good. And Bina is sending messages to the mind to worry. The Moach of Chachma, which is connected to the bigger picture of the Bria, the Moach of Chachma says, what's the tachlis in worrying? I mean, definitely you make your shtablis to do what you can. Whatever, you have to make a call, you have to go. But the Moach of Chachma says, that there's no nafkimin, it's not malin, it's not married. If I get nervous and if I worry about it and so on, what am I going to do? It's a matter of hashlech al Hashem. Haroy l'shayrish oilam upnini yusof. The mid of Chachma is focused on the bigger picture. The shayrish, the root of existence, the pnimius of existence. V'lo es anofav shehisparatu l'metzias haniglis, and not all of the branches that have been divided into all of the details of reality that I see before my eyes. Ba'aymek mitzvah ha'amuna hi ha'alos ha'adam min ha'bina el ha'chachma. On a deeper level, the mitzvah ha'amuna lifts a person up from bina to chachma. Min ha'bechira el ha'yediyah. We're going to be talking about this in Mitzvah Shem on Erev Shabbos. In the next Shabbos, we're going to be talking about this. It takes a person above the world of bechira, where I believe that everything is up to my choices, where everything is up to me, and it takes you into that world of yediyah, of what Hashem knows and what has to be, and what Hashem is koveya. Min ha'olam ha'muchashi, from the tangible world, the concrete world, Shabo ha'adam yodea v'aiso machlit, where I make decisions, and I make decisions, and I do this, and I do that. El chayim, to a life, ba'ofen shebitul v'hizbatlus, l'or Hashem esbarach, ha'malei olam. To a life where a person is mevatl himself to the light of Hashem that fills the entire world. Af b'mitzvah ha'maisis, even in the practical mitzvah, asher yesh la es prote proter, a practical mitzvah that has many, many details, limduna b'svar makadashim, b'svar maftoras, sh'rachmona libabai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts, rachmona libabai, which doesn't mean, God forbid, to ignore the halacha. You have to keep every halacha. But Rachman Alibabai means Lahata is a nefesh, Aide Koach HaAsiyah B'Poel, that somehow, instead of losing one's heart in the practicalities of halacha. Just the opposite. To engage my heart through all that I'm doing. Like the famous teaching of the Chinuch, that a person is nifal, that a person is affected and influenced very much by his pu'ulos, by what he does. That to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my fulfillment of this mitzvah should be able to have an impact upon my emotions. That by my running to do the Ratzon Hashem, that should uplift me. That should be able to somehow rise from Bina to Chachma. El Iker Ha'or Hagon is the mitzvah. Because in each and every mitzvah there's an Or Hagon, there's Mamish. In each and every mitzvah there's an Or Hagon. If you look at the first Svasamis, today was his Yahrzeit, Heishra. If you look at the first Svasamis in Parshas B'Shalach, Torah Reish Lamed Aleph, Shabbos Shira. That's what the whole union of Shabbos Shira is about. That's what happened by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The Svasamis explains over there that Oz Yoshe Moshe, Oz, that what happened, what changed. That through Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we were able to realize that in every single thing in life, there's an Or HaGomez, there's that Pnimius, which is the Or HaShem, in every single thing. That's where Shira comes from. What's the Perek Shira? The flowers singing, the horse is singing, the cloud singing, an elephant is singing, the fly is singing. But the Shira means that when a person is misoyer, to try in everything that he does to come to that Nekudas HaPnimis, the Nekuda HaPnimis, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is the Machai and Mahav, everything that exists. The Shira is a lashon of a kav, of a shura, of a line. Everything begins from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we lose track along the way and we forget where it comes from. Shira, song, is a lashon of shura, of a kav, because the Svasana says that when a person is able to find that kav, that line, that brings him back to the one who created the table, who created the ocean, who created the cup of water. That's where Shira comes from. Oz Yoshe, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Shira Azayis. That's where it comes from. That there's an Or HaGonus in every mitzvah. Not just in every mitzvah, but in everything. Kol Dikduk B'Prat, Min Pratei HaMitzvah, being careful and meticulous about every detail in Halacha, instead of what it often does to people, that it makes them bored and miserable, that they get so crazy and caught up in all the pratim that they don't understand why am I doing this and why am I doing that. Instead, every single dikduk beprat mi pratei hamitzvah hegilui chadash veharis or Hashemis baruch ba'ilum menefesh. It's a new gilui. It's a new revelation of that light of Hashemis baruch in the world and in the nefesh. Every single dikduk, every single prat, every tiny detail in the halacha. Kizah klal. The klal is sha'acher heyoyis adam b'dagas ha'chachma. When a person is on that madrega of chachma, yesh bo azakach laredes al b'chinas habina, he's able to descend, holding on to his chachma. He's able to enter into the world of Bina, ulahayir gam el pratim, and to shine the light of Chachma on all of the details. That's what Rav Kook is talking about in the Erez HaTorah that we learned. On all of the details, and every single detail in Halacha. As the Or HaKloli v'hamakif. Let's go back to the example of the fellow that's trying to make a Sefer Torah for his grandfather, right? Let's go back to that. Remember? So it was a job. He had to do a job. It meant going around to the relatives and going to other people, collecting money, maybe writing up a nusach of this and to do that. And it took a lot of work. So those are the pratim. We could compare that. We could use that as a marshal of practical halacha. Do this, don't do that. So there are many, many pratim, many halachas that were involved in this fellow trying to get the job done of having a Sefer Torah written for his grandfather. What does it mean to take the koach of Chochmah into the world of Bina? It's exactly what we were learning earlier. It means that while he's occupied with the business, the very, very mundane, the very earthly business of raising the money and hiring a cipher and printing up the invitations and all that stuff, while he's busy with all the pratim, not to let go of the chachma of the bigger picture of what this is. This is a Zaydi, this is a Sefer Torah. What Rav Kook writes about, and we learned in Eretz HaTshuva, the inyan of Tam HaEtz K'Tam HaPri, that the separation that was made, that happened by the chait, by the sin of Adam and Chava, where the fruit was taken from the tree, that was only a continuation of what somehow mysteriously went wrong in creation with the earth, where the earth was supposed to produce trees that would have the same taste as the fruit, and the earth disobeyed, whatever that means, it's not for now. And the trees have a bad taste, and only the fruit has a good taste. And ever since then, Rav Kook says what that means is that when people are involved in the steps towards something, they don't feel the taste of the something. They just feel the drudgery of going about doing all of these things. They don't have the taste of the fruit. The problem of life is that the tree, which is the means of getting to the fruit, doesn't have the same taste as the fruit. And the tachlis of being a Jew is to take the koch of chachma, which is the taste of the fruit, and to somehow bring that taste of the fruit into the tree, so that even the steps that I'm taking towards getting to the fruit are themselves delicious. Which everybody, as we explained, we learned back then, everybody wants to have beautiful, wonderful, holy children. But you don't make a cheshmev, like how many fights you can get into them until that happens, and how many diapers you have to change, and how many bottles you have to give, and how many carpools, and how many this, and how many that, all of that. You'd be moichel on. You just like to get to the tachlis. I want to get to the nachas. You stand down the chuppah, and you have some tzaddikas and tzaddikas, and you're proud of, and you're marrying off, and everybody in town is saying, gee, how did they raise such a tzaddik like this? What a talmud chacham, what a tzaddikas. Everybody's, and the grandparents are there, and the great-grandparents are there. What could be better than that? That's what you would like. And all of a sudden, that film, all of a sudden, cut, and then we go back to the reality. And you're standing there, and your kid's got his arms folded and says, I'm not going to school. And you can tell the Rebbe, I'm never going to go to school. And so nobody wants that. So Bina is the drudgery, the boredom, and the monotony, where you can get lost in all the details. And you only taste the bark of the tree. And you don't taste the taste of the fruit. The Tama H is not Ketama Pri. And that's the union of Adam and Chava taking the fruit from the tree, that there's a separation between the pratim and the bigger picture, between a life of halacha, of being careful with every single dikduk in halacha, every single thing, and to be able to taste the delicious taste of the fruit of Dveikus Bashem in every single dikduk of halacha. That's how the tzaddikim live. That's how they live. They feel the taste. They taste the taste of the end, in all of this, in all of the steps leading to the end. The tree is how you get to the fruit, but they taste the taste in the tree of the fruit. That's the inyan of joining together chachma and bina. When chachma descends into the world of bina, so that every step along the way is illuminated by the final end, by the picture of what this is, of the whole thing, Dveikus Bashem. Putting on a pair of tefillin. What does it mean to put on a pair of tefillin? The chinuch of the children. But this is to be able to give the children a feeling, a bigger feeling of the bigger picture of what it means to be a Jew and to be proud to be a Jew. And not just to have to do this, and you don't do that, and if you do this, then you're going to be good, and if you don't do this, you're going to be in trouble, and so on and so forth, without giving any connection to Chachma. So many of the children, as we see that they're drowning in Bina. They're being overwhelmed with Bina. And they're overloaded with Bina. The Bina is gewaldic, but they're not separated from Chachma. Not to be separated from Chachma. I told you this once. I was invited to go to school to see the school, and I went into this yeshiva, and I went into the classroom. There was an older Rebbe there, a Chassidish fellow, and it was a more of a modern type of yeshiva, but he was a Chassidish fellow, the Rebbe, and the children had like snack time or something. They had some snacks, and the Rebbe says, "Kindlech, you know what we're going to do now, Kindlech?" And had they all sitting like this. You see, he had them. And he's Kindlech, we're going to give such nachas ruach to Borei Olam who created us. We're going to thank him for giving us this delicious snack. We're going to give him such nachas when he hears us saying this. The way he spoke, I had such a service from him. I wanted to just run over and sit down. And, you know, such a beautiful thing the way he said it. It could have been just a bracha. It would have been snack time, grubbing for another snack. He didn't. He made it into a Chachma Bina experience. He changed it. He transformed it. He lifted it up. He brought Chachma into the world of Bina. And it's not hard. I know I'm always going to be questioning about this, but it's really not hard to do that. The Mashpi himself has to be in such a place, obviously. And he is this person you saw, the way he spoke to children. There was so much love dripping out from his mouth. It was dripping out the love they have. So Chochma has to be, the taste of the fruit has to be joined together with the tree. And that every single detail of Halacha has to be illuminated with the light of Chochma. This is an opportunity of Dveikus B'Hashem. This is an opportunity of Ahavas Hashem, of Hasras Hashchina, of Dir B'Tachtoinim. Every single second. Akasha bina hi lelocha chachma. But when bina is without chachma, when bina is without chachma, chosel la'odim is ikar ha'or, then he's missing the main light. Then this guy's running around for a sefer Torah for 6 months, getting into fights with people, yelling at people, coming home and telling him that Uncle Shlomi is such a cheapskate. I always knew that he was a cheapskate. He couldn't give me more than, he gave me, you know, $25 for a sefer Torah, and he couldn't give me more. And he becomes like, it's not the sefer Torah, it's not Zaydi anymore. It's already not, it's not anything. It's just the latest, you know, the latest campaign of some sort. So what is it? What done?
I mean, the past few weeks, we've been talking about how women have extra window of Bina. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that generally men are more involved in the Pratim of Halacha and more in the...
Because they're commanded to be, yeah. So that's what we see. We see that. And that will bring out, in those men who have an atir to Bina, it'll bring out, it could bring it out in a very, very strong way. And if it's not tempered with Chochma, it could become very strange, even. Unhealthy. Well, we find it very often, David, that the Indian is davka to pull the other way. In a chanami, the men need to be anchored in that world of the Pratik Patim of Halacha. A woman remains firm. We see that the women, for the most part, are firmer than the guys. They're more Yoshman than the guys. And they're walking around without tzitzis and tefillin. You ever think about that? It's an interesting thing. I think that if I wouldn't put on towels and tefillin every day, I'd be a bigger oisvot than I am now. You know, a much bigger oisvot. But the women, they don't put on towels and tefillin, they're still like so pure and they're like yeshemayim and all of that. It's an interesting thing with them. You know, and I'm not saying anything to be politically correct because, you know, I don't give a hoot about that. That's just the metzius. You see that? It's an interesting thing. So the men, every single second, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, hey, Yaakov, get back here. Do this, do this, do that. It's true that the koyach the koyach of chachma, when it's working in a healthy and proper way, is very, very, very strong in a man. It's very strong. Ad kedekach, that it needs to be tempered and anchored in reality. As a woman, the koach of bina is naturally very strong. And you see that with a woman, that the Eibishter doesn't go after her every second, do this, do this, do that. She's okay. She remains grounded. She remains stable. Her teva is very, very grounded. Her nature is very grounded, more so than a man. We think like that because we see, because, you know, we think the guy goes to work and she's, but it's the teva is more grounded, more reality based. The teva is more reality based. And it doesn't need so many safeguards to remain based in that reality. So when there's been a lulah chachma, chas l'adam is ikar ha'or, amatzi rak b'pratim l'ha'or, then he spends his whole life in all of the details without the light, in with all the trees without the forest. It's just, and we see that, we see a lot of that, all the pratim without the or, without the light of the runshim, without the light of Yiddishkeit. Okeder shalom l'gabim mitzvah yidias atayir, as we've been taught with the mitzvah of knowing Torah. Shekashi Yehudi nifal mekach chachma. When a person's life is activated by the koach of chachma, yadei omaki bekach shabol leroimim sichloi el asechel heloki hagom des v'tomim b'tar hakadosh. Why does he sit and learn? Again, this is what we're learning about in the Rishat Torah. Why does he sit and learn? Through the learning, he's trying to lift his mind up to connect to the infinite mind of the Creator. Through his learning, he's trying to connect his mind to the Seichel Ha'eloki that is contained, that is hidden in the Torah. Yog Yagei Elahavin Ulahachil B'maychai Es Or Hashem Esbach. What's this? Why am I learning Torah? Because he wants to draw into his mind more and more of the light of Hashem, and that his mind should be able to contain the mind, kivyachal, something of Hashem's mind, which is the highest dveikus. Machshiv afilu asayosei haige b'fiv milim b'tevos amechilus Hashem. It's so valuable to him just to be able to have the privilege to utter with his mouth to say these words, which is the Dvar Hashem. These are Hashem's words. And that these words, all of these words, contain the Or Hashem, mamish. The words, the letters, contain the Or Hashem. That's what we're talking about in Sol Shulis. Isaiah, Shesamti Bam, Isaias, the Isaias, are Isaias, Hashem, mamish. To these the Bishlach Kodesh. Haifach Kula Elias Kli Batla Umuchan Liklet El Taichai, as Messias Hashem's Bach. A person who learns this way becomes a Kli, a vessel that's just like every vessel. This cup is very, very humble, because this cup happily accepts the water in it. The cup doesn't say no, I have my own idea of what I want with my life. The cup says, whatever you pour into me, I'm happy. Whatever you pour into me, I accept. It's mevatel itself. A kli is mevatel itself to what's poured into it. There are Jews that are like that. The cup is mevatel itself. It's not about me. It's not about me. I'm just a container. When a person learns, in order that he should be able to be containers for the seichel of Hashem, for the mind of Hashem, kivyachol, for the ratzon Hashem, that's where he learns. So then he's transformed into a kli. His batla muchan look like, and he's now ready to be able to absorb, to contain, to receive, as Messias Hashem's Baruch, Habokas min HaTorah Kadosh, that's bursting out of every single letter and every single word of Torah that Hashem is bursting out of. But if a person has his own inyan, and he has some, whatever the ulterior motive is, or it's he's learning because it's interesting, he's learning because he gets covered, he's learning because he's got nothing else to do, whatever else, whatever it might be. So then he's not a kli. Then it's him. Then it's about him. The Torah learning is that he should be able to say something to impress people, to say, you know, they should be able to sit down at a wedding, at a table, and someone says, over ktsais or tais, and he can right away say, no, that's not the pshat, and to whatever, shlug up somebody, you know, over a piece of herring. That's not the tachlis of limud ha-Torah. I'm not saying it's not fun, but that's not the tachlis of limud ha-Torah. It's not the tachlis of limud ha-Torah. It was something that I know myself that I enjoyed very, very much when I was younger, and over the years it's come to a point where it makes me physically ill to watch. Not God forbid talking and learning, but when the talking and learning is filling one, the room, instead of emptying out to be clear for the Hashem, where it's an union of, you see, an union of Yeshus and Gaiva and being able to make a certain thing into whatever, I don't have to explain. It's a goel nefesh. That's not the tachlis of learning. You know that I, over the years, how many times I've said that what happened there's slightly different gizzes, but when the Rogat Shava came to Reb Tzadik according to talk to him and learning, Reb Tzadik was already an old man. Reb Tzadik died in 1900. So the Rogat Shava came to him, and the Rogat Shava was a young man at that time, and the Rogat Shava, I mean relatively young, 30. He had no one to talk to and learning. Because no one was able to go more than 15 seconds with him, you know, in learning, the Rogat Shava. So they told him, the only person you could talk to in learning that has such a mind like that is the Kohen in Lublin. You have to go to Lublin to talk to the Kohen. So that's a long mahalach, you know, from Dvinsk over to Lublin. Russia's a big place. And the Rogat Shava went over to Lublin, and it was a whole, he was, how he got there, that's a whole story. And just to talk and learning with Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik in his time was the most famous genius, of course, in all of Poland, if not Bechlau, in all of Europe. So he went and finally got to the Rogat Shava, and he came in there, and Reb Tzadik said to him, no, what is it? So the Rogat Shava started with his, you know, started to say over Tyrus. And Reb Tzadik was just listening, and the Rogat Shava was saying over Nacht, and he was, didn't understand, this is the famous Kain, how come he's not, you know, it's not getting labedik. So he said a few things, and then Reb Tzadik said to him, he said, when I was your age, I learned better than you. And he says, but as I've grown older, it's become clear to me that the tachlis, he says, is to be mevatel myself to the Talmidei Baal Shem, as he said. To make myself ofer ve'efer to the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Talmidei Baal Shem. That's what he said. Now that I'm an older person, I realize that. He said, "Lo zeh adarech, it's not the darech." That was it. He didn't talk. On his madrig, he saw, so he didn't want to talk. The Rogachal told the mice what happened. The Rogachal was also a chassidish, but he wasn't the regular chassidish guy. You know, for sure not. But what the Kohen was saying is that be careful. I mean, not that we understand the Rogat Shava, the Sadigas, I don't understand, but the Inyan of Bina without Chachma wasn't the Tachlis. To remember, to be careful why we're here in this world, why we're put into this world. Bina, but the Chachma has to reach into the Bina. The Tam Ha'es, to be Ketam Ha'Pri. This is when a person is learning Torah in such a way, he becomes a Kli. And when he becomes a Kli, then the Torah can be poured into him, more and more Torah can be poured into him, and the light of Torah is exploding from every single thing that he learns. He's mevatel himself before the Torah. Whatever the Torah wants of him. He doesn't try to prove how smart he is. he tries to understand what the Torah is saying. There's a very, very big difference. You can usually see that when you're in the Bais Medrash and you're learning, you can see that in 10 seconds. He's not learning because he wants to be able to get his point across. He's learning because he wants to be able to receive. He wants to understand the Dvar Hashem. And therefore he's ready to back off. If he sees that he didn't get it, he's not, he'll back off. He'll back off, he'll hear, he'll understand, he'll receive. The ikkar is that it should be, that he should understand what Hashem is saying to him. They should be able to be a kli, a cup, to accept the water. That the water is being poured into it, not to block it with his ego. Hashem has given himself into the Torah. Kidyachal. K'mayim ha-chazal, ano na'afshoi k'sibis yehovis. On the word anochi. Anochi Hashem ha-kecha, that in that word anochi, Chazal revealed to us, that anochi stands for the Rosh Tevis, ano na'afshoi k'sibis yehovis. I, Hashem says, my soul, I've written in this Torah and I'm giving it to you. Hashem said, I'm writing my soul into this Torah and I'm giving it to you. That's the word anochi. Ano na'afshoi, I, my soul, k'sibis yehovis. I'm writing it into this, and I'm giving it to you. Kach oisig yayim achar yayim. That's how a Jew learns day after day. V'raya be'etzem ha'limun as tachlis ha'she'ifas ala'admas. And he sees in his learning the tachlis of why I'm in this world. The tachlis, dveikas b'Hashem, connecting to Hashem, being a kli to the Or Hashem. V'vadai shemegi afhu al yidiyas ha'Torah. Of course, over the years, he becomes a person that knows a lot of Torah. But that wasn't his goal, to know a lot. That's not the tachlis to know a lot. But he does. Ki yom mitzdarif al yom. Because one day, another day, it adds up. Limud l'limud. Learning one thing and then going weiter, another limud. V'nasis ha-Torah ha-Kadosh chakuka bai. To the point that the Torah ha-Kadosh becomes engraved mamish in who he is. He becomes himself a shtik tayr. He becomes himself, because that's, he's just a kli. He's just a kli. Therefore, you don't see a steer between his midas and what he's learning. He is tayr. He's a shtik tayr. That's what it means a Talmud Chacham. That's his honey bavloi tipshoi, that they stand up before tayr, they don't stand up before Talmud Chacham, right? See, Rav Moshe Feinstein, did any of you ever see Rav Moshe Feinstein? He's old enough here. Yeah. Okay, well, so we're the two oldest guys here. It's pretty scary. You know?
To his 80s.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. So, Rav Moshe was this big. I remember the first time there was somebody took out of school, there was some sort of a kinus. There was a kinus that was in the Lower East Side, and there were some gedolim that were different gedolim that were coming, and everybody was waiting for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had to be somewhere else, and they're bringing Rav Moshe. And we never saw him. We were kids. We never saw him. Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's all we ever heard. Rav Moshe Feinstein. And, you know. And then all of a sudden there was a hush. It was very noisy. You know. Then all of a sudden a hush. A pin drop. All the other Rabbanim Rashivas, everybody jumped up. Everybody stood up. And I remember as a kid looking weird. I thought he was going to walk in, like, you know, like my, like one of my favorite ball players. I thought he was going to walk in like that. You know. I thought he was going to be 6'8". And I walk in like this, you know. And if we are what? And we're getting on the chairs, and the Rebbe's saying, look, he's coming. And we're getting up on the chair. And then Rav Moshe came and was trying to get around the back that no one should see him. He was this big, and he was rushing. He's holding a little Gemara, a Rambam or something, and rushing around. And he was very upset that everybody was standing there. And I saw he was like this. And he went around. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, every word that came out, there was no steer between learning and being. He was what he learned, because he was a cup, and whatever was poured into him, thus was thus. That's what he was. What was poured into him was what he was. So whatever, every word of Torah that was poured into him, that's who he was. It wasn't me and the Torah. It was one thing. It was one thing. It became one thing. That's only when there's Chochmah together with Bina. But we're going to stop here. We'll continue to try to finish the parak next Monday night.